Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Brewers, they're back in the practice field. Summer Camp 2020 underway. We find out they're going to be facing the Chicago Cubs. And then it's a very compressed, very dense schedule. Only one day off in the month of August. Joining us now, Bart Winkler from 105.7 FM, The Fan, the morning show there. Bart, how you been, buddy?
Ready for some baseball, Bill, for sure.
So in this, only one day off in the month of August, man. That's not a lot, and obviously injuries could become part of this. The depth of this team could very much be utilized come the month of August. It's a decent travel schedule. It's not bad, but give me your thoughts when you saw the schedule.
I think that they could have done a better job. I mean, I don't know if you nitpick it from like a competitive balance standpoint. Like the Brewers, for instance, play in Chicago seven times against the Cubs, and then they play home against the Cubs just three times. I don't know if that matters as much without fans, but I just, why not 5-5? Could they have done five-game schedules? If you're trying to do, like, limit travel, why not go down to Chicago for five games, play your five road games, and then come back up to Milwaukee and play your five home games? I don't know if baseball tried to be too traditional with their schedule instead of realizing, you know, this is it's a 60-game season. Circumstances are different. So let's schedule it accordingly. Going down to Chicago for two games to play the White Sox and then coming back in between a home series,
right,
stuff like that, I think, could have been fixed. As far as, like, who, when, and where, you know, one off day that's going to be tough. And we can, you know, I don't know how it's going to go because there's a lot of unknown yet to the season, but I would have thought they would have tried to limit travel even more than they did.
I looked at this, and the first thought was only one day off in August. That's really going to stress them when it comes to the depth of this team, because really you go back to the 31st of July and you go through the 2nd of September. From the 31st of July to the 2nd of September, you only have one off day. And granted, at the end of that month, you have basically almost a week and a half, 2 weeks at home, which is great, but it still could put a lot of stress on your team. The second thing I thought, and I agree with you, I'm like, why are they doing two of the White Sox down there and then two of the White Sox, or two of the White Sox here and then two of the White Sox down there and then bringing you right back here to face Cincinnati and then Minnesota? So I didn't understand that a whole lot either. But other than that, I'm – it's not that I'm overwhelmingly excited, you know, for specific teams, but you get teams like Detroit that are going to come to town. You know, you're going to get a chance to see Cleveland on the road. Obviously, the Cubs, the Cardinals, all the ones in the National League Central, Cincinnati, you're going to see a lot of and such. So this is going to be a slugfest. And one thing I thought of, Bart, was you're going to face your divisional team so much in a compressed period of time that I wonder if rivalries really kind of intensify, or maybe because of the season and the circumstance boil over a little bit, and then that leads you into a really exciting 2021 season.
Yeah, that would be something to see. I wonder, because they're only playing their NL Central opponents still two-thirds of the time. The American League portion of it is interesting. I get it to keep it at home, but you're playing these guys. That's a 30-year schedule against the American League. And, yeah, you mentioned teams like, you know, the White Sox will be interesting and the Indians are good and the Twins are good. Thankfully, they don't have to play the AL East. I mean, imagine playing the Yankees and Red Sox and Rays and even the Blue Jays with all their young talent. So that part of it's good. But even at looking at those matchups, Bill, you've got, I think you've got the Twins because they're a geographical rival. You play them 6 times, but then you only play the White Sox like 4. Well, if there's 5 teams in that division, you should play, it's 20 games, you play everybody 4 times, but they don't even have that, right? Because they wanted to keep their, we don't need 6 games against the Twins if we're not right. able to go to the games. So it's still a lot of that kind of stuff. But the other thing, you talk about the Central, I don't think they see St. Louis on the road until the very last week of the season. Or it could be the other way. There's like locations that you're not going to see. Like, oh, yeah, a lot during the season we see Busch Stadium and Wrigley Field and, you know, Great American Ballpark. And as a fan, you're not going to see those a lot on TV because of just how short and how compressed this season is. You mentioned that one-off day again. What if there's a rainout?
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to cram 60 games into 66 days. What if there's weather? What if there's a situation like that? What if a team has to shut down for a little bit? Spread. What do you do in that case? What if a team has to pull out? As we saw in the MLS is trying to do this tournament this week. A team just flat pulled out of the tournament. So
right.
There's a lot of things that they haven't really planned for, and they're really having their fingers crossed, I think, when they put this thing out last night.
You know, which is another reason I think they want to do the whole extra inning thing when it comes to putting a man at second base, because what happens if they do have a rainout or two and they've got to play some doubleheaders and those games should happen to go in extra innings? I think they're wanting to expedite that process. And I know, like Christian Yelich said, he's in favor of it. Ryan Braun said he's in favor of it. It seems like players, when it comes to extra inning ball games, they're in favor of whatever advantage or disadvantage you can possibly have to just get the thing over with at that point.
Well, one thing that surprised me was when David Stearns talked last time that he spoke, he said he's been advocating for that extra inning rule for years because he doesn't like having to do all the roster movement afterwards. And Yelich said this too this week. He said, you know, it's like every time we play one of these games, you know that 2 guys are getting sent down and at least 2 guys are coming back up because you got to try to have healthy arms here for sure. It's a rule that I don't like it. I don't like the extra inning rule with a guy on second. I don't like it. I just think it's weird. But I'm telling you, as soon as I see it happen for the first time, I'm going to be so excited. I think it's just going to – it is going to – like right away, you're in a high pressure moment. I don't like it because it's not baseball, but I also think that it's going to – once it's here, like – I don't think the NFL should have 7 teams in the playoffs, and so I'll talk about that. But once there's an extra playoff game, I won't talk about it at all because it'll be awesome. So I wonder if that rule will feel the same way.
No, I agree with the extra playoff team. I'm all for extra playoff football. I think we're a football-mad society. What are your thoughts on the DH?
You know, over the years, I kind of lost having a take on it. I don't know. I like that. The pitcher does have strategy when you have a pitcher batting. We all like that. But the pitcher's only bat like 2 times now, and that strategy's almost gone. The strategy would always be, well, what happens if it's the 6th inning and it's 1-0 and you're down and you need a run and you got a guy on second and 2 outs, but your pitcher's dealing, and he's not going to get a hit. So do you put a guy in there? Do you sacrifice more innings of defense for this one shot at offense? And that's what we've all loved. But as these pitchers start to go through the order less, you know, that's sort of been taken away. I think where I lie on it is, and this is really heavily affected as a Brewers fan, is what has it done for the Brewers? Okay, Brandon Woodruff hits a home run off Clayton Kershaw a few years ago in the playoffs. That was awesome. But you know what else happened? Jimmy Nelson's career is pretty much over because he had to run the bases. Junior Guerra's got hurt that way. Yovani Guerrero got hurt running the first. So as a Brewers standpoint, we've had so much bad luck with the pitchers having to hit that I think I do welcome the DH for that reason.
Talking with Bart Winkler, host of the morning show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. I understand the injury thing. I just I go back to when I was covering back in 1990, and I was just starting out, and I was covering the Reds, and Jose Rio used to bet all the pitchers back in 90 about who would have the best batting average, the most sacrifices, the least amount of strikeouts, the most walks. And I remember they had competitions, and all of those pitchers took it really serious, and they all just got better. And I think all I keep thinking to myself is that work ethic I get, I guess, via the pitching staff, or that ability. I don't know what it is, But some of these pitchers look so terrible at the plate. It's like this is an there's an art to this. And I appreciate it when I see a pitcher be able to drop down a bunt on a breaking ball low and away or up and tight because the pitcher's coming at him. I appreciate it so much more as the game to move a runner 90 feet. I don't know. It's just because maybe it's a lost art, and I've seen it. I've seen so many good ones do it over the years that now you it's like a unicorn. You don't see it anymore, you know?
Yeah, they don't. I mean, what do they do? Once a week, maybe once a month, they take hacks, and it's, you know, always a joke. I don't know. Council said another thing, too, that I thought was interesting. He goes, why do we talk about DH and the pitcher? Why do we have to have nine? Like, I know there's nine guys on the field at a time, but why does the batting order have to be nine? Why can't it be eight? Why can't you just have the position players bat? Why do you need a designated hitter? What does that serve? Why does the pitcher hit to begin with? So he's asking those kind of questions. Now that there's a DH, and I don't know if it's in the agreement. I think they go back to normal next year, but then after that, you will probably see it long term because the players' union, you know, it adds 15 more jobs or whatever. I don't know. I think we'll see it this year. I would rather have the pitcher. I've always liked when I first grew up loving baseball, I kind of liked that there was no interleague play. I liked that there were two leagues of the same sport, but they were different. And the only time you saw them play each other was the All-Star game in the World Series. So if you want to go back to like thinking old school, I kind of used to like that. Obviously, they got to do it this year with the travel, but I wouldn't mind if they started to go backwards on some of these things and forwards.
Well, now they've got the uneven leagues. They've got, 15 and 15. So now they still have to, but what they would need to do is add another team to one or the other, and then, you know, or two teams, really, if you wanted to kind of just eliminate it. But that would be kind of what they would have to do, I think. And then you would have an unbalanced league, one versus the other. But no, I agree. I think interleague play, while it was pretty novel and pretty cool at first, kind of outlived its usefulness at this point, just in my opinion. Hey, before I let you go, the bench coach the other day was saying that Craig Counsell's one of the master magicians when it comes to manipulating situations and making decisions. Now that we do have the DH, some of those decisions, if not many of those decisions, are no longer going to be made. Do you think that that then impedes Craig Counsell and his ability to manage his team? Because it's basically run your nine guys out there, and the only thing you got to do is make a pitching change. Do you think that impedes him at all?
I wonder if he gets like an itchy finger and makes more batting changes even when he doesn't have to. Like I always, you know, I like looking at box scores. So when I look at the National League box score, I like seeing, well, when did the pitcher come out? Who batted? Where were the double switches? In the American League, sometimes I'll look at the box score and they'll take out a DH and put in another DH, or they'll take out a second baseman and put in another second baseman to be at the plate. And I always wonder, well, why are you having that guy hit at that time? So I think you might see Counsell still make those kind of changes. You know, he'll get the lefty-righty stuff, or a guy that hits better off a certain pitcher. He'll still, you know, you have to almost look for more ways where you want to make those changes. Or maybe he ends up doing less because he doesn't need to make any changes. I still think we will see Craig Counsell be Craig Counsell. Yeah, he won't have to substitute for the pitchers, but he'll still be the whiz kid mastermind that we all know him and love him as.
Last question. Do we see this season go through uninterrupted?
I don't think so. I think it gets finished. I think you might have, you know what I'm worried about is like 2 weeks left in the season when you're supposed to finish this thing out and there's going to be playoff races. And let's say a team is done. Let's just say the Pirates. Let's say that the Pirates are done. They're not going to make the playoffs. And all of a sudden there's a few cases in their clubhouse. Why are they still showing up to the ballpark? You know, why are those guys still coming there and maybe putting themselves at risk when they don't have to? I think there are going to be some weird situations that we're not anticipating, but I do think there's going to be a World Series champion.
Always good, Bart. Enjoy the rest of the day, the heat, the sun, the hazy, the hot, the humid, and maybe a chance of a storm, and then we'll talk again soon, okay?
Inside in the AC all day today, Bill.
Okay. Talk to you later, my friend.
See you, bud.
There you go. Bart Winkler, host of the morning show at 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. Joins us on Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them. Excuse me, got choked up there for a minute. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.